What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence or lawlessness, but love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, and a feeling of justice for those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black. So I ask you tonight to return home, to say a prayer for the family of Martin Luther King. Yes, that's true. But more importantly, to say a prayer for our own country, which all of us love, a prayer for understanding and that compassion of which I spoke. We can do well in this country. We will have difficult times. We've had difficult times in the past, and we will have difficult times in the future. It is not the end of violence. It is not the end of lawlessness, and it is not the end of disorder. But the vast majority of white people and the vast majority of black people in this country want to live together, want to improve the quality of our life, and want justice for all human beings who abide in our land. Someone shouted, "Yay!" There were other shouts, which melted into a warm, buttery round of applause. Kennedy seemed to exhale. "Let us dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate ourselves to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people." Over the next few days, there were riots in 76 American cities. 46 people died, 2,500 were injured, 28,000 jailed. Indianapolis remained quiet. I was a senior in college when Kennedy delivered that speech. He passed away the week I graduated. His death was, for me, the saddest of the trinity of killings that punctured my youth. I had been shocked by President Kennedy's death and outraged by Martin Luther King's, but Bobby's passing marked not only the ending of my school days, but also the beginning of a darker, less idealistic time. Having come of age and